Kentucky. It is on.
That's a fly. Yes.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue Nation.
Part of a lifelong family.
Rebounded, put back up and in, and a foul.
The greatest tradition in college basketball.
A lob and a dunk for the lead.
Kentucky retakes the lead.
What separates Kentucky from everyone else?
Three ball, right side. Go.
Count the bucket.
Drives. Go.
It's you, the fans.
From the UK Sports Network, this is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Talk to Coach Cal. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or you can tweet questions to at UK Sports Network.
Slams it in for Kentucky.
The UK Healthcare John Calipari Show begins now. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
Hey everybody, welcome into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Wildcats getting set to go to Mizzou and open up conference play on Wednesday night at 7 Eastern time on these UK Sports Network stations. With Christmas Day falling on a Sunday, this is a holiday for most of our stations. It's a double work day for the Cats. They practice this morning. They're practicing this evening. So we pre-recorded most of this show, or really all of this show, with Cal and with Jack Givens, who will be joining us in the second half. So we'll get to that when we come right back here on the UK Sports Network.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show is brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, Alltech, and by UK Healthcare.
What it feels like to hear the Big Blue Nation roar.
The John Calipari Call-In Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by Baptist Health, Dairy Queen, Liquor Barn, and by Skyline Chili.
Kentucky! Beautiful assist!
Three!
Good!
Cats!
Goes in!
Live and a dunk!
Catch the Wildcats in Lexington all season long on your home for Kentucky basketball, the UK Sports Network.
It started as a dream. And here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weikert. Their Weikert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weikert. Call your local Weikert office to make your move. Each Weikert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
A lot of banks claim to be the best, but we let our awards speak for us. Fork Bank has been named a Best Places to Work award winner for 8 consecutive years. We attract and hire some of the best bankers in the region to provide you with a one-of-a-kind experience. And we were recently named a Best in State Bank by Forbes and the number one ranked bank in Kentucky based on an independent survey. So if you want to bank with the best, bank with Fork Bank for a happier banking experience. Fork Bank, member FDIC.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
This new Toyota Tundra is amazing. It's rugged and capable.
Designed, engineered, and built right here in the USA.
And Tundra is more powerful and more fuel efficient.
The iForce Max hybrid powertrain delivers 437 horsepower.
And with a multi-terrain select, no matter what the conditions are, it automatically adjusts the engine throttle and traction.
Well, the crawl control modulates the throttle and brakes.
When we say you can go anywhere and do anything,
Tundra really means it.
Yeah.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Wow.
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show as the Cats prepare to start conference play against Missouri on Wednesday night. Cal, we'll start there. Well, I think before we start talking about games, did you and the family have a nice Christmas?
We did. I was with Aaron and Megan and Ellen and our dogs and cat, and Brad was not there. They had stuff going on back at Long Island. But it was a great couple days to step back, recharge, recalibrate, yet spend a couple days not thinking about basketball. But I did spend a couple days thinking about basketball because it's what I do. But, you know, just getting these guys and making sure when I come back, it's a really clear picture of what we can be and what my vision is for how we should be playing.
That started, to maybe crystallize on the court for you, I'm assuming, last Wednesday against Florida A&M, as you maybe experimented or tinkered a little bit, maybe is the better word, with, you know, different approaches, different rotations, groupings of players. So tell me what you got out of what you saw once you looked at the tape.
Well, we've got to move the ball. We can't get it stuck because we're not that kind of team where you can just throw it to a guy and he can go get himself a shot or get somebody else a shot. We're not that team. Getting it out of guys' hands quicker so that it makes easier plays. Getting it from one side of the court to the other as Oscar still does his stuff. Now, we got to get, you know, again, Oscar today in practice was better, but I talked to him. Like, you got to be where you were a year ago, hungry, trying to prove yourself, because that's who you have to be. Now, they are double-teaming and triple-teaming some of the stuff they did not do a year ago. But we work on spacing and other things, but getting rebounds and doing stuff and running that court, he's capable. We're capable of getting him the ball. Here's the whole thing again, the vision of, what do we want to look like and have everybody on point with what we're trying to get done? Then the other thing is today, execution. And there were plays today in practice where I had to stop and say, this is what makes us look like we're not in sync, that we're not smooth. That right there. So tell me why you did that. Yet you have to, you know, we scrimmaged today to try to let them play through as much as we can, so they can, you know, get comfortable doing their own stuff. And I think, again, Tom, the best teams I've had have been empowered. And, you know, we're working toward that. We're not quite there yet, but they've got to feel like this is their team.
Kaysen was really good, career-high 27 points against FAMU last week. What did you see that maybe he added to his game in that one that you liked?
Well, you can't go under him in pick and rolls because he'll shoot it. There were some drives, and I kept telling him, get to the rim. We're playing the next five games we play, everybody collapses. So it's a little harder getting all the way to the rim, even when we're spaced, where we need to be. It's a little bit harder. They'll leave bigs. They're coming. But he was able to make open shots to start the game. He was able to make shots behind pick and rolls. And then, you know, again, a steal here, a layup there, and all of a sudden you look up, he has a lot of points. But they were efficient. He didn't take 27 shots to get 27 points.
How would you like to see the combination?
He had nine assists and only two turns, too.
How would you like to see the combination of him and Savir to work moving forward? In best case
maybe scenario, a little bit like Tyler Ulis and Jamal, where, you know, there were times where Tyler was off the ball. He just gave it to Jamal and let him do his thing. And then I think there's time for them both to play together. There's time for Kaysen to be the point and, you know, Chris and another guard or two guards and him. We're still experimenting at four. I say experimenting. Lance and Jacob and maybe Adu, play until 4 also. But it's, you know, part of this is we got to be running and playing and being smooth and knowing so there's no confusion. Hard to be aggressive if you're confused. So that's the biggest thing right now that we're trying to get to.
Those are three different kinds of four men. Could you see using all of them, or would you prefer one guy kind of claim that spot?
No, I think you're going to be ending up playing different. You're going to be playing a little bit of a muscle game. You're going to be playing an athletic game, and then you're playing with four guards, the other one. And, you know, I kind of – we experimented with it today, and we're going to try tomorrow a little bit with Adu and Chris. Chris at the 3, Adu at the 4, 2 guards in Oscar. Now you got 4 guards in. And so, you know, it's – like I said, this is a work in progress. And I told the guys, I said, hey, guys, both individually and collectively, the biggest term you have is indifference to the outcome. What it means is if you do all the right things, if you play and you fight for 40 minutes, if you're playing unselfish and we're executing together and we're playing off of one another, and you don't need to worry about outcome. Outcome will happen. And you know I've said this in the past. You don't have to worry about winning or losing. You'll know when you win or lose. So what you're trying to do is play. And here's the second piece of indifference. If you're open, shoot. You can't worry, well, I missed 2, so I can't shoot this. Whatever your job is, go do it. And we're addressing it, talking about it. And I told the guys, you know, having an expectation, you know, walking in, knowing who we are, what we're about. I said this, we got, I don't want, no one will steal my joy, Tom, and here's why. We got great young people. You've been around these guys. They're great young people, and we got talent. We're just not on the same page right now, but no one's stealing my joy. There are many teams out there that, you know, the coach and this and that and the players and that, we don't have any of that. We're just not in that that tough mentality, that mental toughness to make those plays, to make those free throws, to not break things off because you're confused. We're getting closer. Hard game. Missouri's really good. They're 11-1. They're playing at home. It's going to be a sold-out arena like all the games we play. And you know what? Great. Great. It's another tough game. And this is going to be a long, like I told them, we got to look at the next 5 games that we're getting better and we're on the path we need to be on. And if we're worried about outcome, it's hard. Just be indifferent to it. Let's do what we do. The outcome will take care of itself.
You've won with doing it a lot of different ways here and other places. I don't recall at least anything here where you had a lineup that might look like what it would look like with Chris and Adu at the 3 and the 4. And essentially, like you said, you know, four guys that could be considered guards. What could that do for you? What would you like about that at this point?
Well, it you're talking about giving space to where if they're really trying to get in, you got 3 guys or 4 guys that can all make shots, and you still have the toughness of Chris and Adu. And if you're playing Case and you got the toughness, and you're not bad. We just got to try some stuff, you know, and I hate to do it to a dude down at Missouri, but we're going to work on it and keep doing it. We practiced it today and just see if he can be one of those guys. And then you make a small package of stuff you're going to do with him in the game. You're not going to do 1,000 things. You know, here's what it is.
And if you like it, it grows and expands.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll continue with Coach Cal here in just a bit. First, let me remind you that there is a new community of diehard Kentucky fans. They're just like you. They can't get enough coverage of the Cats. So go to bluechipsnft.io and connect with members of the BBN and unlock exclusive digital collectibles, content, and experiences that you cannot get anywhere else. This includes the all-new Blue Chips Membership Pass. Go wild at bluechipsnft.io. This is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show, and we'll be right back.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Danner here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of hot and ready pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats.
Pizza, pizza.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
It's the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show as the Cats get set to take on Missouri to start conference play on Wednesday night. Cal, you were talking in the last segment about, you know, if a guy's open, shoot it. CJ, it just seemed like it was getting in his head a little bit before the other night, and then he hit a shot, second shot looked like it was going to pop out, and it stayed in, and I don't know if that's what did it, but he seemed to move a little more confidently after that. Can it be something as seeing a few shots go in that gets him going?
Oh, yeah. Stuff is contagious. But I'll say this. Mark Few called me and said, how's CJ playing? He's playing okay. He's not making some shots right now. He said, understand, we were more worried about him than anybody on your team. And I told him that. I said, look, I can't believe in you more than you believe in yourself. You're here for a reason. I wanted you here because of all the things that you add to this team. Matter of fact, I went through the room and told every player why I wanted him here and what I think he can do. And, again, trying to get these guys to understand, I believe. And then me not believing, I believe we just got to perform better. And I'll say this, you know, we talk confidence and we all that kind of stuff. If you want to cement it, if you want to have that, you and I know what I've said, competence leads to confidence, competence. And demonstrated performance, which is doing the stuff in a game that you're working on, cements it. That's how you have concrete confidence. You have competence, you work at it, you get in the game, you perform it. It doesn't matter now what happens. And that's where we're building with this group. like I said to CJ before the break, he's going to play a big part of what we're doing. He and Antonio the same. I mean, these guys make shots, and they spread the court. And we just got to do it in those games the same way. Yeah, and like I said, we're, you know, whether it's Jacob, and we're all a work in progress. There are some teams ahead of us right now and where they are with things. You know, you change a team and you think, well, we plug this guard in for that guard, this guy in for that guy, this four in for that four. Stuff's different and it takes time. And that's why I said, let's just be patient. And it's hard. And I told the guys, it's hard here because a loss is like an earthquake. That's fine. That's what, but that's, you made a decision to be here. You got to understand this stuff. That's why you can't worry about outcome. Just play. Just do it. And the same with us as coaches. You know, let's play this thing. Let's keep them on point. Let's get them smoother. Let's stay with what we are defensively. Let's continue to rebound. And let's start busting through.
You, I think back to your second team here, first one that went to a Final Four. It was much later than this where they really seemed to get a handle on the most effective way for you guys to play. And other teams you've had some other teams like that as well. So you know that it can happen that way. Is it, how important is it for them to understand it?
How about our fifth team, the five freshmen?
Yeah.
Took us till March. But I know I've been through it, and I'll say it again. No one's stealing my joy, and they're not stealing my joy because our fans should be absolutely proud of the kind of team we have, the kind of kids they are, how they are to people in the public, and the talent that we have here that they represent them. And I'm saying, again, I'm walking in the gym every day. Yeah, there are times I get frustrated. Like, come on, man. We can't keep teaching the same stuff. But you know what? Maybe we have to for a while. But I'm walking in, like I said, with a plan of how do we make this smoother? How do we make this more in sync? How do we, again, create good opportunities for each other? Because when we end up playing one-on-one, we're not that guy. We're not that team. You know what I'm saying? It's just we're not. We end up taking crazy shots and doing stuff. But you know what? They want to win. That was the other thing. Talked about, you know, you play with one thing in mind. You're not worried about losing. Why worry about losing or winning? When are you going to find out whether you lost or won?
At the end.
When the game's over. So why would you worry about either before? But you have the confidence that my teams and the swagger that they've had, that we're walking in, we're winning this. And if we don't, you'll learn it when the horn goes. Short of that, you're playing, we're winning. Everybody in the building will know, we're winning. I don't have these guys there yet, and that's what I'm talking. So part of this is not just what you do for kids on the court and teaching an individual. Part of this is building their mentality to understand what mental toughness is, what it means to be a tough guy. It doesn't mean getting a fist fight. It means you miss a front-end one-on-one. The next time you get fouled, you're not missing the next one. Or you make a tough play around the basket, or you get a block out of nowhere because you're not afraid. You're playing to win. I got to go get this block. But we're still learning. The guys, and the other thing I said, and I know everybody will get mad when I say, we're four plays away from being 10-1, okay? Truth be told. And then we haven't played great. We just haven't. We played okay. We haven't played bad. But if that were us, I said, what would you be going into this game thinking? What would you be going into the next five games thinking if we were 10-1? So you got to have a mentality that you're indifferent to the outcome. You're not worried about it 2 days in advance. Who cares? But it has nothing to do with it, whether it's you're softening yourself up or you're creating anxiety. It doesn't matter. You're going to learn when the game ends. So what we do is it's preparation. It's focus. All those kind of things. And here's what I said today and yesterday. Today's practice, and we got another one coming. But today's practice this morning was the longest I've done in, a while. probably since that one team I started practicing 3 hours at the end of the year.
The 14
Julius team. Randle and James, James Young and that guy, that group. So we went that long today. But here it was, you want to cry in practice so you can laugh in the game. So I said, what we've been doing, some of you, laughing in practice and crying in the games. Because you're getting manhandled. So we made it rough. And I kept saying today, we crying today. We be crying today. And so I'm, you know, like I said, this is what gets me up in the morning. This is what makes me go. This is who I am, what I'm about, taking a group, and how do I get them? I'm not wavering from anything. And I understand Kentucky's a different kind of place, and it's a different kind of job. It's hard. It's hard anywhere. It's just this one is an expectation level that's high, and part of it is because of what we've been able to do here. But the other part, I got to keep it away from the kids. And that's not easy, but I got to keep them indifferent to the outcome. You're not going to know whether you're going to win or lose till you win or lose, so why worry about it? Let's just get prepared. And then go into every game. You're Kentucky. You're Kentucky. You're playing to win. You have an expectation. So do they, so do the officials, and so do their fans. Why is every arena we go into sold out? Why is that? Because there's an expectation. Man, I hope we can get these guys. Oh, this would be huge if we can get them. Well, then let's go. Our thing is, you can't. But when we get this right and we get in that mentality and I get these guys thinking the right way, as well as being a little more in sync on offense and being a little bit better offensively, you know, I think you're going to see what I'm seeing in this group.
That in sync component or smoothness, I think you used that word last week too, is that going to take, you know, a few games to get to where you want it, or can it happen quicker than that?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know there were times against Florida A&M that it was smooth. And then there were other times, it's like, what in the world? Why did you break that off? Why did you not do what you were supposed to do? Why didn't you know the spacing and where you were supposed to be? And then all of a sudden you look around and the game gets close. You're like, what in the world? So, you know, I mean, it's a work in progress. You know, we were together yesterday. They came back for Christmas, which is a hard deal. We were at Waffle House last night, evening Christmas meal that we always have at Waffle House. And I'm just telling you, we got a great group. Now, got to fight. You got to be indifferent to outcome. Please listen, Tom, a jump shot, you got to be indifferent. If you miss one, so what? If you miss six, it's my job to get you out and let someone else try. But you got to shoot the shot that you're given because everybody else is guarded. That's why you're open. If someone creates a great opportunity for you, you don't drive through it. Now, I'm not saying don't drive. If you get an opportunity to get to the basket in a car crash, do it. But, like I said, good group, good practice this morning. We're coming back tonight, probably not body to body, but we'll do some stuff. We'll practice tomorrow and, do a walkthrough later in the day, and then we're traveling. A
couple of quick things we'll let you get out of here. You got tape to review, et cetera. Chris, you gave him the start at the three last week. Did you like what he did with that opportunity?
Yep, and I'm loving him in practice. And you know what else? How about a kid that comes in with that much stuff and accept that it took him a while, and rightfully so. There were guys in front of him. And then he got anxious, and his mind was moving 1,000 miles a minute, trying to, I got to. You can't play that way. He slowed his mind down. And now all of a sudden you're seeing a guy that physically goes after boards and does stuff. And like I said, going forward, these next five games, you know, it's hard to be physical when they're physical too. But I think you'll see him continue to do what he's been doing.
You tinker with him at the four. Is part of settling him at three to just let him focus on one spot?
Yeah, and be comfortable because I need him to be aggressive. I don't need them to be thinking. Be aggressive, man. You're one of those drivers. You want run after balls, run up and dunk one on somebody. You know, let's be that. You know, you put he and Kaysen on the floor, you're talking too tough, you know, and whether it's severe, you know, whether it's you throw Lance in there for one reason. He mixes it up. He's not the best scorer, but he can score. But that's not his game. But I'll say this. He'll create shots for other people when he's on the floor, whether it's an unbelievable screen or a dribble handoff. You know, I mean, he's just smart that way. So, yes, it's harder because you're going to have another guy next to the rim. But let me say this. Yes, he's going to get these jump shots for these guards. And if we're making threes, we're a really good team. And again, like Missouri makes 10 a game. I don't know what we make. What are we making, 8 or 9? So that's, you know, we do what we do, they do what we do. That's not the game breaker. You know, you know we're one of those teams. And I think our percentage, they shoot more than us, but I think our percentage is one of the best in the league.
I haven't checked. It's been leading most of the time, leading the league.
Yeah, so.
What about again, Missouri?
We'll have to see. They're good. They press, they scramble, they switch. You know, they play some zone, a little tandem 2-3 zone. They spread the court. Their five man is not, you know, Brown, he's not a five. He's more like a 3-4. They're not real big, but I'll tell you, they send four guys to the offensive glass. So if you rebound it, you can run ahead. You can, you know, but you got to rebound the ball. And they come after it. I mean, if they don't get it, they're trying to rip it from you. So he's got them playing really aggressive. They're playing fast. They try to score a three in the first 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Like, just get it, throw it ahead, and see if we can get a three. And so, you know, you got to get back. You got to sprint. You got to do all the stuff that's normal, you know, things that you work on every day. We're going to have to do it. Look, it's going to be a hard game. Like, we've had tough teams that we play. And this team, our league is going to be good. We got to get our stuff together to be able to go in our league and do the stuff we're used to doing. But we're going to have to get our stuff together and toughness and not worry about outcome. Just worry about playing, man. Be loose and go. Thought, well, they come out every time. No, it's not true. If you don't shoot a ball, I take you out. No, if you're breaking down or you can't guard or stay in front or you're getting knocked around, yeah, you can't be in. We're trying to win. But it ain't about mistakes. Don't let that other guy outplay you. You outplay him. You beat him to balls. You take the charge. You go block the ball. Not him block yours. Those things. It ain't offense or turnovers or any of that. It's a competitive spirit. And I'll be honest with you, there's much of the game. I'm not looking at the scoreboard. I'm looking at how are we playing. If we're playing the right way, score won't matter. We'll be fine.
Cal, I know you got to get ready for the next practice, so appreciate this time, and we'll see you on the plane to Missouri.
Thanks.
Coach John Calipari, as the Cats get set to head out to Missouri tomorrow for the Wednesday game, 7 Eastern time tip on that one. Join Dave Baker, Cameron Mills for the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off show that'll get started at 5:30 Eastern time. The game's presented by KCTCS. Never underestimate you. You're listening to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network.
There are lots of ways to make Skyline part of your game plan. You can pregame with friends in 5 ways at your favorite Skyline, or carry out conies to crush during the game. And Skyline is the only place for post-game Cholitos and chili cheese fries. Football, basketball, baseball, or soccer, high school, college, or pro, doesn't matter. Game time is always a good time for Skyline. So get your game face on and get your Skyline game plan together. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Toyota-thon is on, and that's the best time to save on an exciting new Toyota Camry. America's best-selling car is loaded with style and innovation. You can even get one with all-wheel drive. Now through January 3rd, get 3.49 APR financing on a new 22 or 23 Camry or Camry Hybrid with approved credit through TFS, excludes TRD. And every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, Blue Boo Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
The Big Blue Dream is alive and well, and you can count on the Cats to deliver the best performance possible. You can also count on Welch Printing Company, an avid supporter of UK Athletics, to deliver on all of your printing and communication needs. Like a well-oiled team, Welch has the personnel and commitment to consistently deliver your projects on time and on budget. Welch Printing produces award-winning litho and digital printing for your marketing and communication needs. Visit our website, welchprinting.com, or call us to learn more about how we can deliver more for you. It's the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Kentucky opens conference play at Missouri Wednesday night. The game's presented to you by KCTCS. Never underestimate you. Our coverage will start at 5:30 Eastern with the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off show on these UK Sports Network stations. Coming up, we'll chat with my broadcast partner, the Goose, Jack Givens. It's coming up next here on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of Hot and Ready Pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Blue.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment.
Bogle does it again! His second home run of the tournament!
Down low to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
It's the game you've been waiting for. Introducing Kentucky 5, the new daily draw game from the Kentucky Lottery. The jackpot starts at $40,000 and keeps growing until it's won. Kentucky 5 is only sold in Kentucky, and you win the jackpot if your five numbers match the five numbers drawn. Kentucky 5, your five numbers could be the one. The Kentucky Lottery, funding more than $4.4 billion in grants and scholarships. Please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. The game at Missouri on Wednesday night to start conference play is presented by KCTCS. Never underestimate you. Wildcats are doing double sessions today. They practiced earlier today, early afternoon, and then they're practicing tonight. So we just heard from Coach Cal a little bit ago. Next up, joining us here in the show is my partner on the UK Radio Network, Jack Goose Givens, the UK Athletics Hall of Famer, who watched the Monday practice. So without giving away, you know, anything strategically, Jack, what did you like out of the first practice back from Christmas break that you saw?
Well, Tom, I always believed this, and it was confirmed again today as I watched practice this afternoon. Coaches must always put something on their Christmas list that they know Santa Claus is not going to bring. They must do that because they come back those days after Christmas, man, and they just, you can tell they're mad. Santa Claus didn't come to visit them or something, and they take it out on the players, and it kind of seems like a right for coaches to do that. I remember Coach Hall doing the same thing, man, and we would try to figure out what does he want for Christmas so we could kind of head that off. But it was a brutal practice today. I mean, man, he was on them hard, running, talking to them about conditioning. He used the phrase, and I don't know, he might have, you might have heard it, but it's the first time I've heard him use it. And he said, you cry in games and laugh in practice is what he's telling his team they have been doing, as opposed to crying in practice and then laughing in games. So it seemed like he was trying to make them cry today. I didn't see anybody doing it, but that was certainly his message, meaning that he wanted it to get tougher and tougher and tougher in practice, and he certainly showed that today.
Yeah, that toughness seems to be a point that he is really focused on right now, and I think it's both mental and physical. It's why he made the changes that he made in the starting lineup last week, and I think he is definitely, you know, if you're a player, the message is pretty clear what you need to do to get more playing time.
Yeah, and you're right. That physical play that he's wanting, I don't know how much mental it is, but it's the team's definitely not bringing that physicality that he thinks they need to be playing with. And I know the reason why is because he is saying every team we play get physical with us because they seem to back down away from that on a lot of occasions. So, and these next 5-6 games that are coming up, man, these teams are going to be physical. They're going to bring it. They're going to try to make Kentucky hurt. And he wants his team to deliver some of that back to the teams that we're playing against. And he doesn't seem like he's going to take anything less from the guys than that physical play that he wants to see right now.
We're seeing different starters, different rotations and groupings than we saw a little while back. So it's kind of clear that he's kind of remaking this thing on the fly right now. I'm sure he would love to have everything solidified, roles and all of that. You know, as he goes through a season, I've seen him do it with every team, where he'll let guys have, you know, some extra leeway and freedom for a time. And then at some point he kind of, whether it's after, you know, a loss or two or whatever, he will kind of draw a line in the sand and say, okay, you know, we've tried it your way. Here's how you need to play for this team. And he has certainly, it seems like, gotten to that point with this group.
Yeah, that line has certainly been drawn. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see how certain guys respond to it. You know, it's pretty difficult, Tom, when you make a change with a freshman, because they will kind of internalize everything and blame themselves and say, coach doesn't love me because he took me out of the starting lineup, or he's made a change in my role with the team. So I understand him being slow to sometimes do that. But for the veterans on the team, the Jacob Toppin-type guys on the team who have been singled out and chastised a little bit about not doing it, it's going to be interesting to see how he and maybe Reeves, if you will, how they respond. Do they respond with toughness and taking a big step, or do they kind of stay where they are? and not make the changes necessary. And I think that line, you're right, has been drawn. I can't wait to see these next couple of games to see how those guys respond and whether or not they get on board with the message that Coach Kyle is sending to them right now.
Talking with the Goose, Jack Givens. Score big with carryout from Malone's, Drake's, and Harry's. Order mini burgers, wings, sushi, and more for your next watch party. For menus, visit bluegrasshospitality.com. Jack, in talking to Cal earlier in the show, he said that he took a little more of a look at a lineup that he discussed perhaps using after the game the other night, with Adu Thierro playing the four and Chris Livingston playing the three, which is a much different look. And he said it's kind of hard to throw Adu into it at Missouri, but he said essentially kind of seemed to say, but we're going to try it and see what it looks like. You know, my guess is they probably wouldn't do it a lot. He said it would be, you know, a limited kind of, you think about a limited package of plays for a football player. It would be, you know, probably a limited amount of time for Adu, but it certainly sounds like he might be getting a chance to make his move if he's ready for it.
Well, yeah, and you know what they get with Adu out there? They get more athletic, if you will. And I know I'm talking about, you know, guys like Jacob Toppin and Reeves, some of the guys who play some of those positions. But you know, one thing you can count on with Adu is he makes good things happen. And when he's on the floor, so of course he needs more minutes. He deserves at least an opportunity. Now, whether or not he is ready for these big-time SEC games, I don't know, Tom, but it's certainly going to be an opportunity there for him. And I just hope he takes advantage of it. He makes good things happen, always around the ball, always seems to get that big rebound or big deflection or big steal, all of these little things that you may not be getting from some other guys. It's going to be a great opportunity for him. And like you say, I don't know if he's going to get big, big minutes, but he's going to get more important minutes. And if you get those important minutes in a short stint of time and take advantage of those, that just means they'll give you more and more.
We're talking with Jack Givens, and we're going to continue. But first, a break. As we head to the break, let me remind you that you need to watch LEX 18 this Saturday for lots of Cats coverage. BBN Game Day gets it started at 9 with a Kentucky U of L basketball preview. Then at 9:30, it's a one-hour Music City Bowl preview. So 90 minutes of UK basketball and football coverage. Check it out on LEX 18 here in Lexington. Go to ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates and times in your area. Fans outside the state can watch at ukathletics.com/videos. Or you can watch on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page. More with the Goose, Jack Givens, when we come back on the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network.
While Frosty may love the snow and ice, it can make the roads dangerous. It's Drew Franklin, and if you find yourself in an accident, call my friends David and Josh Wilson at Collision Masters of Lexington at 859-317-8545 or stop by for a free estimate at either of their locations, one at 7746 Westland Drive or 765 New Circle Road. Making your day is their family business at Collision Masters of Lexington. Get back on the road in confidence.
Noses don't stop running at 5 o'clock. Sore throats never sleep. Because your symptoms go around the clock, so do your options for care at Baptist Health. With evening hours 7 days a week and 24/7 video visits, you always have access to the care you know and trust. To find the nearest urgent care location or to start your video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/care anywhere. This is Urgent Care, centered on you.
Hi, I'm Capri, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Tempur-Pedic, Sealy.
Purple, and Ashley mattresses. Not sale priced, clearance priced. P-Rats is cleaning out, clearing out, and closing out to make way for new merchandise. Now get up to 30% in extra savings on floor sample and closeout mattresses from the top brands. Get a free power base upgrade on all Sealy mattress sets, $5.99 and up. Queen mattresses start at only $1.99. Plus up to 6 years special financing.
Nobody beats P-Rats.
UK Healthcare, John Calipari Show. Back to our interview now with the Goose, UK Hall of Famer, Jack Evans. Jack, if they play Lance at the four, he started the other night, he's not going to give him a lot of scoring. He gives him, a high basketball IQ out there, being in the right space, as Cal said, setting up other guys for shots with the way that he screens and passes, and also very good on the defensive end. You would not think a Adu would be giving him a lot of points if he plays some there. So if they are sacrificing some points at the four spot, they got to make those up somewhere to get to somewhere around 75 or 80 that he wants to be. Do you think it's Livingston and Wallace that maybe take on a greater scoring burden to get them to where they want to be points-wise?
Yeah, you would probably want that, Tom, especially Livingston with the way he plays. He's one of those guys who definitely can shoot it, but because he is such a good athlete, you don't necessarily have to call a play for him. So he just kind of makes things happen. He gets out on the break. All of the little things that seem to lead to points, he's able to do that without having to call his number and say, we're running something specifically for Livingston. I do think, a guy like CJ, for instance, he found some opportunities to score in the last game. He's going to be called on to add a little bit more. He had a great practice today. He's going to be called on to add a little more, too, on the offensive end. And one thing they worked a lot on was how to use screen. Not just set a screen, but that guy who you're trying to get the shot for, you have to make sure that you run your guy into the screen. And, they worked on that awful lot today. So we'll see if that pays off in the game situation.
Yeah, CJ's good at that. He had a shot coming off a down screen the other night when he made the four threes. Two things with him. Number one, coming out of the Big Ten, he's certainly comfortable with physical play. And then secondly, do you think from what you saw today that what he did last Wednesday, finally making some shots like we know that he can, do you think that's going to get him going?
He was a lot more confident today, Tom, in practice, a lot more confident. I'm talking big time. And he took probably four shots in practice today that it's been a long, long time. I'm talking about those times because he has such a quick release that he caught the ball. And as he turned around, not having to square up, he put those shots up. And Coach Cal stopped practice a couple of times and said, that's the shot I want you taking. And so that confidence level from having one big game after being so down for such a long time was certainly there today in practice. And once again, you have to kind of see if they kind of do the same thing in the game that they've done in practice. And again, I hate to keep saying it, but it's going to be interesting to see if he continues to do those little things that that he was doing in practice that led to so many shots today.
Yeah, he's a guy that we were talking about, finding those points. He's a guy that, if you could count on him to maybe pencil in 10 points a game coming off the bench, would be a huge addition.
Yeah, you don't need 15 to 20, 25 from CJ. All you need is that 10 you talked about, Tom, you just mentioned, because here's what happens if he gives you that number. That means that teams cannot drop back in the paint like we've been seeing and like we're going to see in the next five games. I mean, everybody we play in the SEC is going to play Kentucky the same way. They're going to not let Oscar beat you. If somebody else can make shots and beat us from the outside up, I don't want to say we'll live with that, but we'll stay with that until you start making enough shots. Then teams have to change, and it gets easier for Oscar. It gets easier for someone like Adu, who is a slasher and who's able to get points that way. Livingston's the same way. So if you make a few shots from the outside, it's certainly going to ease the pressure on some of the normal big-time scorers that we have. So CJ is going to be very, very valuable the rest of the way.
The UK teams and traditions are legendary. Our team at Strategic Wealth Designers are proud to be a partner of the Kentucky Athletics. What an honor to be working together. When you're ready to discuss your financial future, call the team the Wildcats Trust. We look forward to creating your winning strategy for retirement. Visit us at swdgroup.com today and go Cats!
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's the game you've been waiting for. Introducing Kentucky Five, the new daily draw game from the Kentucky Lottery. The jackpot starts at $40,000 and keeps growing until it's won. Kentucky Five is only sold in Kentucky, and you win the jackpot if your five numbers match the five numbers drawn. Kentucky Five, your five numbers could be the one. The Kentucky Lottery, funding more than $4.4 billion in grants and scholarships. Please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Need help developing and retaining skilled employees? Kentucky Community and Technical College System Workforce Solutions can make it happen, and will help pay for it too. As the number one provider of workforce education in the Commonwealth, businesses of all sizes trust us to deliver fast, flexible, and affordable customized training. Find out how you can get started today. Go to workforce.kctcs.edu to learn more.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Oh, perfect timing. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you'd rather not, switch the station. Still here? Wonderful. Listen. You already have a million reasons to quit. It's too expensive, you keep burning your good blouses, whatever. You don't need another reason, you need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. Just give us a call. Remember, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or visit quitnowkentucky.org.
This has been the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show was brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, Alltech, and by UK Healthcare. Kentucky basketball is a presentation of the UK Sports Network.
Kentucky basketball.
Powered by JMI Sports.